This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. Over the weekend, the Federal Communications Commission, or FCC, got rid of net neutrality laws that prevent internet providers from favoring certain websites over others. And throughout Colorado and the Roaring Fork Valley, citizens have voted to allow their local governments to get into the broadband game. Here to connect the dots about how all of this is related is Allison Bechtesh. So it's more than 2 years ago now that Pitkin County voters weighed in on municipal broadband. Catch us up on what's happening there.
So the vote that's going on all around the state is to repeal a 2005 law that forbids governments from getting into the game, essentially. It does not assure broadband, and it doesn't necessarily mean even that government would provide that utility. Here in Pitkin County, we're just working on those last mile services. Pitkin has radio towers that are valuable infrastructure to internet providers, and they weren't even allowed to partner with them to offer those previously. Now they're also widening the pipes, essentially, that allows for data speeds to flow through, and they're building those out to rural areas. Then they'll go back to providers and say, hey, you don't have to take on that cost, but will you take on these new customers?
What's the relation between that and the elimination of net neutrality laws?
First of all, there's lots of people who are very against the decision, so this will probably be held up in court and we have a little bit of time to deal with it. The basic fear is that deals will be worked out where big content creators, the go-to example is Netflix, can pay for their site to stream really fast and other companies won't be able to compete. Kara Silbernagle is overseeing this project for the county. She told me this really plays out at what's called the headpoints. So these are massive internet motherships. They're in Denver, Salt Lake, Albuquerque. What goes fast and slow does not play out on the local level. The effect, though, absolutely comes to fruition here. She says the county has their eye on critical government services that happen on the web, such as voter registration.
So throughout the state, we've seen 80 to 90% approval for governments helping to provide broadband. So what's happening with those efforts now that the feds are kind of in the mix?
Here's Silbernagle talking about those overwhelming votes. And remember, a lot of this around here is about that last mile, getting internet to Rudi, to Thomasville. So opening up the internet to rural areas as opposed to restricting it.
And so it's very difficult when we're making efforts to bridge that digital divide. And then at the federal level, it just feels like, you know, kind of a step back of, well, we can't ensure what kind of access you're actually going to get.
She says it's a whole new game that everyone will be watching, but that the overwhelming voter support means they will keep building. As we said earlier, lawsuits might hold up this net neutrality decision, but she also said she's counting on the public to report if they start seeing varying speeds. First report it to your providers, then to her office at the county, and then to elected officials.
Okay, thank you for your time, Allison.
My pleasure.
I'm Kristen Kay. This is Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.